CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're outbound for Jupiter with the Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer. Except, Bob, what is the issue?
The Icy Moons Explorer, its acronym is JUICE. That's what they call it. It was launched about a month ago. Having launched, they've discovered that the 52-foot radar antenna that has not deployed correctly. Now, this is not the communications antennas. This is an antenna that will be used to do observations of the icy moons of Jupiter. These are the big Galilean moons, Callisto, Europa, and Ganymede, all of which are thought to possibly have underground oceans. But that antenna is not deploying. They think a tiny pin may be protruding and preventing the deployment. They have 8 years before they get to Jupiter to fix this, and they're trying a bunch of different things. They're going to see if they can shake it free. They're hoping when they fly by the Earth in a year or so that maybe the gravity flyby, they can shake it free. This would be a tragedy. Even though it's got other instruments to do observations, the radar instrument is its number one instrument because that's the instrument that would be looking for water underneath the surface, and that's the whole point of the mission.
And Bob, the engineers I want to be rosy here about engineering, have dealt with crises like this in other probes, sometimes on the surface of Mars, sometimes outbound. There's one now where the solar panel didn't completely deploy at first. The engineers have ways of coming up with solutions, correct?
Engineers in the space field are amazingly creative. But there are failures and there are successes. When it comes, like, for example, Lucy, the antenna on Lucy didn't deploy, and they've improvised a manner to get it about 98% deployed, and so it's not going to be a problem. The communications antenna of the Galileo probe in the 90s never deployed, and so they were never able to get much data back from that probe. And so can they fix this? Maybe. I give the engineers a skill. They will do whatever they can to try to fix it. But you can't just simply reach in with a little hammer and tap that pin out of the way. It's in space. So you're kind of like your hands are tied behind your back, and all you can do is kind of poke your nose at it and hope you'll fix something from a distance. And so we don't know whether they'll fix it or not.
The Grand Canyon on Earth now has a phenomenon that is the product of the huge snowfall that hit the West over these last weeks. There are waterfalls coming off of the heights. Bob knows the Grand Canyon very well. And Bob, I've seen a photograph of rafters in the middle of the river, which is very muddy from all the runoff. But the waterfalls are gorgeous coming off the cliffside. So
yeah,
we go
yeah.
from the Grand Canyon of Mother Earth to the Grand Canyon of Mars. Where is it, Bob?
This is called Valles Marineris. I've written about it and posted cool images about it before. It makes the Grand Canyon on Earth like a pinprick. Our Grand Canyon would be lost in Valles Marineris. In fact, Valles Marineris would cover the entire continental United States and then extend beyond on either side significantly if it was put on Earth. It's gigantic. And so I took a picture. I didn't take a picture. I grabbed a picture from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that shows one small corner of Valles Marineris. It's a spot where the high and low points in this image are about 4,000 feet apart, which is not much different from the bottom to the top of the Grand Canyon. It's a little less. The trouble is that you can go 7,000 feet higher to get to the rim, and you got to go about 10,000 feet down to get to the bottom of Valles Marineris. In other words, if you were to climb from the bottom to the top of Valles Marineris, you'd be climbing 31,000 feet, which is 2,000 feet higher than Mount Everest. You could put Mount Everest in Valles Marineris, and there'd be room.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,